Roads of Arabia opened at the Smithsonian's Arthur Sackler Gallery in a mood of celebration. The exhibit, the first about Saudi culture in the U.S., showcases more than 300 objects, ranging from ornate pottery and monumental statues to the jewelry that adorned the remains of a young girl buried nearly 2,000 years ago. Curator Masumeh Farhood says many have never been seen in Arabia, where they came from.
Some of the earliest objects go back to the Neolithic period, like the 6th, 7th millennium BCE, and I think the most recent ones date to the early 20th century.
The exhibit explores the Arabian Peninsula's past as a trade route for one of the most valuable commodities of the ancient world, incense. A collection of incense burners shows how the great temple civilizations, including Greece and Rome, relied on incense brought from Arabia. The exhibit opens with three sandstone steles, or grave markers, from the 4th millennium BC.
I find something incredibly moving about that figure, because on one hand he's extremely abstracted. He's only sort of defined by some very sort of, you know, crisp lines. But at the same time, there is so much sort of emotion and feeling in the figure.
The exhibit also shows how Arabia became a destination for pilgrims after the birth of Islam in the 7th century.
And one of the highlights of the exhibition is sort of this sea of tombstones from Mecca that are inscribed with the names of the deceased and a short section from the Quran.
Ali Al-Ghaban, an official with the Saudi Commission of Tourism and Antiquities, represented his government at the opening. The commission co-organized and co-sponsored this exhibit.
We want to show the world that we had an important role. We are similar to the other country in the region, Egypt or Syria or Mesopotamia.
For some Islamists, pagan antiquities are sinful. Before the Washington exhibit opened, an Egyptian fundamentalist threatened to destroy pre-Islamic monuments, like the ancient Sphinx and the pyramids, if he's able to. Al-Ghaban says that is unacceptable.
It's a stupidity, I think. The first Muslims did not do the same. I think we need to understand deeply our religion, and I can guarantee you there is no contradiction between protecting the human heritage and the Islam.
Roads of Arabia comes to the U.S. after showings in Europe. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.